for Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. I'm here in the studio with Adam Frisch. He's term limited as a city council member in Aspen and is running for mayor. Adam, thank you so much for joining me today.
Always great to be with you, Allison.
So your term limited, your time as a council member is over, but you've decided to try and stick around. Why run for mayor?
Well, thanks for having me, Allison. It has been a great 8 years, and I think I've been a very effective council person with implementing a lot of the values that I think the community holds, not only in the AACP, but those that kind of come up outside of that.
Aspen Area Community Plan?
Yeah, the Aspen Area Community Plan. And so I think longer haul, it'd be great if the community had a chance to possibly have a mayor that has kids, which hasn't happened in almost two decades. And I also think it's important to make sure that we get the focus on affordable housing, which while everyone says during the campaign season they're for and they want to spend time on it, if you go back and look at the vast majority of elected officials' calendars of what they spend time on, they get focused on other valid and important community values. And since 2009, I've been trying to work on affordable housing every day. And I think it's really important. It's incredibly personal, so we have to be very cautious and respectful how we talk about it. But I talk about five really important things that makes Aspen unique. And the number one thing that makes Aspen unique is the people we have here in the community. But the question is, how do we have so many great people for how long we've had these people here for? You know, one, we have a ski mountain that ends right in the center of town. And I think people underappreciate how important that is to connect the mining to the town and now the skiing to the town. And even City Hall can't muck up that aspect. But you also have this built environment. We're pretty much a two-story town, and I spent a lot of time working on that, implementing the moratorium of a couple years ago. The preservation of our historic and assets and the history of Aspen is really important. The incredibly diverse and deep cultural and arts organizations, including have a variety of media organizations in town, so thank you. And last but certainly not least is our affordable housing program that's been around for 40 years. I think it is the number one driver of what makes this town so special. The Lights On community, the people have been able to stay around a long time, even after they're done working and participate in the community. It's truly a gift that was brought to us by the forebears that were around here in the 70s and put this together.
Do you think that running for mayor, do you see this as an extension of just serving on the council and governing, or do you see this as a different step that you'd be leading in a different way?
No, I think it's really important that there's a different election for mayors than there are for the council people, as opposed to some municipalities that rotate the mayorship around or the council chooses amongst themselves. Without a doubt, the Aspen and the mayor of Aspen punch way above their weight when it comes to national and international issues, and that's all great. But the real focus is, and I think it really came out over the last couple years, is on one hand, there's a weak mayor situation on an org chart that no one has more than 20% of the say. Okay. The mayor has the same single vote of the five of us as everyone else. But the mayor, and rightly so, even if I'm not the next one, they seem to have about 70% to 80% of the direction from staff, from the community, where the focus is. And if mayors do not connect that oversized voice box with the reality of getting votes to implement goals, things can fall apart a little bit. And while I think it's really, really important to have great vision, to me that's the first step. It's not the only step. And there needs to be a much better job at the council table, including the mayor's leadership and staff, certainly, to have a process in place that doesn't just talk about great goals, but actually implements them on behalf of the community. And that implementation has been lacking in my humble mind for a long time. And no matter how many emails I send privately, no matter how many private conversations I have, no matter how many public conversations I have, at the end of the day, the onus is really on the mayor to make sure, working with the senior staff people, that the community's vision gets implemented, not just talked about.
So with this added responsibility of setting the agendas of the meeting and setting the agendas of the year, as mayor, what would you prioritize? How do you make sure things get implemented?
Two different questions there, I think. You know, from an issue standpoint, I want to really put the same amount of I want to put the same time and effort that went into affordable housing that has been put into some of the other big initiatives that prior mayors have worked on. And I've brought the governance discussion. I think nothing's done single-handedly up there, but I'm pretty sure there'd be a lot less discussion about housing and APSHA and governance if it wasn't for my leadership that originally started on the Frontiers Group that was put together to focus on long-term needs and strategic goals of the housing program, which led into my time on council. And I still think it's a really, really important aspect. And so I found out that no matter how effective, humbly, I think I've been as a council person, getting some issues as well as the process on the table, I think time has shown that the mayor is the one that really drives it. And that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be other initiatives that other council people or I'm going to bring. But I do think affordable housing needs to be at the front of the table, along with understanding at a much more on the ground level of how important and hard it is to be a locally owned and operated business in this community.
So let's stay on that. With that second follow-up question, how could you, as mayor, do something about housing in Aspen?
Well, you know, on one hand, we have the largest program probably in the country based on percentage of people who live in the community. And we probably have one of the oldest. Mm-hmm. I just don't think we have the most relevant to today's needs. And we have to make sure that it's not just build as much as you can, but it's making sure that we keep the existing housing stock, the buildings lasting as long as possible, which gets into a long multi-year discussion of capital reserves,
great,
as well as to make sure that that housing stock is serving the best intentions of the community. And that is our friends, your friends, my friends, who are living in it and, you know, trying to raise a family, trying to be a ski bum, try to start a business, try to live and operate. And it's a true gift that was brought to us by a long time ago. But I still think that there are structural needs that really need to be looked at going forward. And governance is one aspect. Capital reserves is another. And it's not a matter of tearing anything down. It's just a matter of making some, you know, somewhere between minor and major tweaks and really set it forward for the next generation of homeowners.
As you said, you've been on council for 8 years now, and we're prominent in the community talking about things like housing prior to that. But what don't people know about you, or how do you summarize why vote for Adam Frisch? So we have a new voter who comes to town early March, registers to vote, and is trying to decide who they want their mayor to be. What should they know about you?
So like in second grade camp, I was given like a garbage lid as the kind of the end of the season trophy, if you will. And it talked about that Adam at age 7 was a well-rounded kid. And I think I'm still
not a grouch.
I think I'm still a well-rounded kid. I'm as happy skiing uphill as downhill. I'm as happy as participating at the Aspen Institute as I am at having a beer at the fancy Little Nell or at the Elks Lodge or anywhere else in town. And I do a tremendous amount of volunteer work up at the school. And Katie and I are active in the communities through some nonprofit work as well. And this is not from some age 7 to how to become mayor of Aspen. This is just how I'm living my life. the values I want to instill in my kids and try to raise a family here like so many people are trying to do.
Adam Frisch, running for mayor in Aspen. Thank you so much for your time.
Always good to see you, Allison. Thank you.